Would you introduce yourself, please?
Oh, I'm Rhett Repko, and I'm an alternative pop artist.
You started in 2016 is when you really started doing this, quote, for real. But before that, saxophone in middle school, there was guitar in high school, there was music and production that you studied in college.
I just like talking about music. I'll talk about anything, you know. I talk like talking about hobbies and different food and stuff and things I like to do, but I'm always excited about the music itself, you know what I mean? Like, and not just my music, I just love music. So I'll talk about any record that we think is cool. It might not even be an artist that I like, you know, it's one song I think is cool, you know? Just music excites me, you know what I mean?
Alternative pop, indie. We're trained in this world because of Spotify, because of genres. When you were growing up and you were listening to music, no one ever turned to you and said, oh, I need you to hear this great alternative indie pop reggae jazz trap hip-hop. You're doing hooky songs.
It is yeah.
To so me, how do you
it's
feel
just all it's all
so,
pop
so how do you
mind.
Feel how do you feel about having to introduce yourself every single time as, hi, my name is, and I'm an alternative?
I think it's just to get people, like, just a general idea, you know, because that's the thing. I kind of like get them in, kind of like, I know, hi, I'm Rhett Repko and alternative pop, whatever. But then I go into, but you know, this song I'm working on, like, it's cool because this one is kind of more of like an 80s feel and it has these synths. I'm really excited about this and the way the vocal melody does this in it and then like the lyrics in it. So it's just kind of like, to me, each song is its own kind of story. So I tell people that all the time, like, yeah, alternative pop, like, those are the two like umbrella terms that I fall under, but really, like, look at each song as its own thing, you know. And this song that I'm working on, like, a new song that's not going to be released for a while, but I'm listening to it, I'm like, you know, like, this could be a country song if I just sang it with a little twang. Like, it totally could be, you know. It's just a good song, like, but you know, it's not going to be marketed that way, and that's fine. It's just funny, you know.
He's an up and coming artist. So how long do you get to be an up and coming artist?
Getting to a certain level of success, you know, and that line, it's kind of a fluid line. So for me, it might be getting signed to like a major label, but it might not be. It might just be kind of like a, I don't know, selling out a tour in the US. Like, you know, it's just, there's certain milestones, and if I hit just any one of them, I think that, you know, that might settle that about being an up and coming artist, right?
When did you first know that you could really write a song?
I don't know. I think the confidence has always been there, even before the songs were. The songs were never bad. They just always got better. You know what I mean? To like,
right,
where it kind of started to get, I don't want to like talk about like egotistically about myself, but as the years went on, it's just, they've gotten like kind of ridiculously better and better. You know, I want to out of just love for music, wanting to create the best form of art. And then also, you know, to try and get it on more stations and, you know, get it people to listen to it, the better it is. Like, it pushes you to make the best version of yourself, you know. But I don't, it's just some things you get nervous about, and you're like, I don't know if I can do it or not. But songwriting for me, it's always been something like, I can do it. And I always felt like as long as people give me a chance, or if, you know, if I work with the right producer, like, oh, I can definitely do it, especially if I have like another person helping. But as I kept working on it, it just came to a point where it's like, of course I'd like having like help with maybe a producer or something. But for the most part, you kind of like, sometimes you want people to help fill in the blanks, but you just start doing it on your own anyway. You start filling in the blanks, and before you know it, you're doing everything yourself, you know, and it makes a better product because of it.
So the role of a producer, I mean, you have gone to Nashville. I watched the video with the two gentlemen. You use the term shining it up, right? You know, and you bring in demos.
I feel like just by me writing the core of the song with the melody and the lyrics and singing it, it will be mine, because I have such a distinct way, whether I like it or not. My voice is distinctive, and the way I write's distinctive, you know? So that, I'm not too worried about it not being me. It'll just be a certain version of me, whether I solely produce it or if I get a different team of producers to help produce it. But as far as like how much of it is done lately, I've been doing more and more to the point where there's not much being added. You know what I mean? And it's not even that I care whether people add more to it or not. I just want to make sure the song is good. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, because I first started like for my demos, it's like, yeah, like this is just a raw take. I'm just going to play electric parts, come up with a cool thing, whatever. I'm not going to think about the timing, or I'm just trying to vibe out for it and get the right part. But then as my demos went on, like I noticed they'd use those tracks. They're like, yeah, it just sounds, we're going to use it. It sounds good. Like, why would we? So I'm like, oh my God, if they're just going to put stuff in my demos that I thought we were going to replace, like I might as well, when I make my demos, I might as well record it as if it's the actual take, get a good tone, make sure it's as high fidelity as possible. So I think that's the reason. It's like a ADD of just trying to make sure the song turns out right. You know, I actually don't care how it gets there.
What is the filter for one of your songs? How do you know that it's your song?
It really depends on the song and how, I don't want to say it because like I'm emotionally connected to all of my songs, you know, but sometimes there's just ones where it's like, no, like I can't take any opinions on this. Like, even if you think it should have a different guitar, like sometimes like I really fight for it like a mama bear, you know, I'm like, this is, we're not changing anything. And those songs, maybe it's trendy, but at that point it'd be an accident. I don't care if a big alternative band is using a similar synth or not to that. Like, I don't even like effectively, I don't think I crazily effectively chase trends, you know, like at the end of the day, I just want to be happy with my songs, you know, and I think people will like them regardless. So why not just make what I love, you know? You know, you could hit crazy markers and still not think you're successful. It's just where you're drawing that line in your mind, you know? So I'm happy with certain levels of success because it's important to me, you know? Like, songs are important to me and I've kind of made music my life. So of course, any station that plays me, like that's a big deal to me, you know? Maybe to other people it isn't, but I'm the kind of person that, you know, I would listen to records, like do nothing else. I just put the record on, close my eyes, listen to the record. I don't need any other stimulation. So, but I realized other people with like music videos, the show with fireworks, like it kind of helps sell the bigger picture. I don't need that. I can imagine it.
No, but you know the audience does. And I think that's fair.
Yeah. And that's why I'm trying to kind of bridge that gap wherever I can, you know? The true fan, I don't want to say true fan, but you know, a fan that's very into it or whatever, they might not need it. But you know, for someone that doesn't listen to music all the time, it's more kind of like wallpaper in their life. Like, you know, these crazy music videos or the live shows or all the theatrics, like it helps, you know? I don't know.
In this world of current trends and alternative pop, do you think there really is a world where you'll just say, you know what? It's growing. It's getting better. I'm just paying the bills, but I'm writing effing great songs and I'm happy there. And that's good enough.
I don't know. I mean, that's somewhere I'm at, but there still just needs to be, I just have more visions and I'm writing songs faster than I can produce with like the actual budget, you know, to like record it well, get a video for it, promote it well. So I mean, I'm doing a solid job, but I do feel like if I had a bigger team, you know, and especially something like the right label with the right support, there's just so much more I want to show people. Like you said, you saw the documentary. Like, I want to do that every time I record, and I want to film more things. I want to film more music videos. There's no shortage of music, you know, that I have right now. And that's not like I'm writing it like one a day or something, but it's, the songs get a lot of focus and they're just there, that there's that much of a world behind each song that I, you know, I would like a bigger budget to be able to push them right.
So have you already started like booking stuff and starting to look at live stuff?
I haven't, only because I've been focused on getting late nights out first and seeing like where that's being received.
Right.
And then from there, I'm going to consider and think about where to book shows again. And it's still just awkward. It's just getting back into the live show with COVID. Like, I'm not afraid of it. I want to do it. I'm just, it's still like still things around me, like things are open now, but things still aren't open late. And I'm just like, why? Like, why are we only, I'm just confused, you know, like, I don't know what is okay or not okay.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. And what it is two of your songs on the outside and then songs in between.